At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak. Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
Welcome to Hemp Present, the weekly radio show where you can get your PhD in THC because you don't just want to burn it, you want to learn it. Seeking to defeat prohibition one interview at a time and advocating for the plant, the whole plant, and nothing but the plant. Join me for a weekly reefer radio rebellion against prohibition as I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. I'm your host, Vivian McPeak. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest, in its 25th year, founded hempfest.org. I'm also the author of the book, Protestable, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest from AHA Publishing, also found at hempfest.org. Today's show features some best of nuggets, and we'll be back with more dispatches from the front lines of the struggle for cannabis equality on Cannabis Radio, your source for the force of freedom. If you listen to this show regularly, you know that I am especially interested in speaking with medical cannabis patients and the parents of children who have conditions that benefit from the medical application of cannabis. Pot prohibition is supposed to be protecting Americans from the dangers of the cannabis plant. What's actually happening is that the government's causing needless pain and suffering for millions of Americans who could benefit greatly from cannabis and who are instead helplessly relying on the pharmaceutical industry, which offers an array of potentially deadly and addictive, cost-prohibitive, chemically-derived treatment, which may or may not be the most effective, least harmful substances that could be used to mitigate the effects of various medical conditions. Prohibition is not fixing any problems because the problem is prohibition itself. In fact, the entire history of prohibition is a story of one wrong fix after another for non-existent problems, and sadly, in that regard, the beat goes on. On July 1st, 2016, Washington State's medical marijuana dispensaries and collectives were officially shuttered, leaving only recreational stores licensed by the state with which to serve patients. The sinisterly named Cannabis Patient Protection Act, SB 5052, was created by a state legislature that's essentially clueless about cannabis, and the effect has been to chase many patients and parents of cannabis patients out of our state to seek their medicine and or to create great hardship for those patients who remain. Madeline Holt is 3.5 years old and has a terminal genetic disorder that results in frequent seizures. On April 10th, 2015, Maddie's mother, Megan, was told by doctors to take her child home for one more night before she died, as the doctors had run out of options for her daughter. But Maddie's mother, Megan, had not yet run out of options. She had one option left to try, one that has kept little Maddie alive all this time. After applying cannabis on a daily basis, Megan reports that Maddie is not only still with us, but her seizures have become less frequent. While her mother still gives Maddie conventional drugs to manage her seizures, cannabis is now an essential daily part of the child's medical regimen. Maddie takes a minimum dose of 90 milligrams of CBD oil and 40 milligrams of THC oil to treat neuropathic pain, muscle spasms, and her seizures. Her mother, Megan, is convinced that without her daily dose of cannabis oil, Maddie might very well still not be alive. Megan Holt has joined me today from Children's Hospital in the Hemp Present virtual studio. Welcome, Megan, to Cannabis Radio.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm so glad to be on the radio and get to share Maddie's story of healing.
Now, Megan, before you used cannabis oil to treat Maddie's seizures, had you any personal experience with the herb yourself?
I had. I had used it in the past. Actually, when I was pregnant previously, I had used it for dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder from actually losing a child with the same disease. He lived for one day, and I had two more stillborns. So when I became pregnant with Maddie, it was very difficult for me emotionally to deal with that. And little did I know, I would be providing added health benefit. Maddie was also actually born 12 weeks early and had no problems related to being born so early. So I now wonder if my cannabis use in pregnancy actually helped benefit Madeline. But I really was uneducated on its true medical properties until Maddie got really sick and I started reading for myself, what's going on with this medical side of cannabis.
So Maddie suffers from Zellweger syndrome, which there is no cure for, nor is there an accepted standard course of treatment as the disease forms during the fetal stage of development. How did you know to try cannabis and what was the process like?
I didn't have any indication to try cannabis. For us, it truly was just one last hope. You know, I had already lost three children, and having someone tell me that my child's going to die and there's nothing you can do about it was really hard for me to accept. So, you know, for me, it was a really quick Google search, and cannabis popped right up for epilepsy. And, you know, the fight to getting it was ridiculous. I got really, really lucky and just got connected with some really good people because Zellweger syndrome is extremely rare. So once I was interested in cannabis, I was introduced to people who, like Dr. Michelle Sexton, Sunil, who is another doctor in the cannabis world, but he is very educated. And then also Kat Jeter, who is a medicine maker who donates medicine to sick children, quality medicine. So I got really lucky and was shown the compassionate side of the community from the beginning. And so for me, you know, it was really hard when I started reading about, you know, well, what's my protection in giving her this, and why is the hospital so against it, and what's really going on? And I found out 5052 is happening, and, you know, she got sick in April of 2015, and 5052 was passed just a couple months later. So we were really thrown under the bus, you know, and then last year we really tried. I testified on, 5156, the House bill for home grow and sharing, and even that didn't pass. And, you know, for me, that's really sad as a parent to go there and tell my story and tell how my child has no more options. You know, from the point of diagnosis with Zellweger syndrome, most of these children, over 99% of the babies, do not live past their first year of life. That's not acceptable. And so for me to find this treatment, a plant that's natural and it works, and someone to tell me, oh no, that's illegal, you can't do that. As a mother, I'm not going to put my child's life at risk by taking it away.
So Megan, effectively, you're told your daughter has a terminal illness. There's no course of treatment for it. And you, in effect, identified and developed the course of treatment for your own daughter and perhaps saving her life.
Yes. Definitely. And, you know you're doing something good when the modern medical community is saying, we wish we had more parents like you. Keep doing what you're doing. She's amazing. This is incredible. When you're changing the minds of doctors because they're literally watching, they have no other choice. They've watched this kid go from spending 200 days in the hospital in 2015 to being in the hospital maybe 15 days in 2016. That's
so what do Maddie's doctors say? Do Maddie's doctors know that you're administering cannabis oil to her daily? And what do they
yes.
say?
They are totally okay with it. They stand behind me 100%. And that's something that I did very differently than most cannabis parents is I wasn't going to hide. I don't hide. I'm very open. I'm very honest. I educate every person that comes into contact with Maddie about her cannabis use. I treat it like every other medicine. And I think because I have shown them, you know, this is how my child uses it, this is how it works, and I've been so open, I think that's why I've never been in trouble. In fact, I've had my social workers are behind me 100%. I've, you know, never had CPS involvement. I've never had anyone question that what I was doing was wrong for her. And I think, you know, like I said, because they've seen that this is the only thing that works. And honestly, they failed her. You know, if I really wanted to pick apart her medical history and start going after lawsuit, I could, but I choose to be positive and instead re-educate the medical community on why we can't wait. Kids like my daughter are dying every single day. And it breaks my heart to try to help these poor children get medicine. And, you know, I've had two children with Zellweger syndromes. Their parents reached out to me for them to get meds. They were in other states, one in another country. And the babies died within hours of going to get their authorization, within hours of being admitted to a hospital.
So Megan, the average person might ask, why can't you just go into a recreational pot store and purchase some pot oil for Maddie? But she requires a special high dose of cannabis oil preparation called FECO, right? What is FECO and why can't you just go and get it at a rec store?
Right. So FECO is full extract cannabis oil. You use a very high alcohol content, like an Everclear alcohol, over 100 proof alcohol, to pull out the medicinal properties of the plant. And so for Maddie, when you do that process, you have to be very careful and it has to be very clean. And the plants have to be very clean. And when I say clean, I mean zero pesticides. So Washington allows 300. So there's problem number one with the store. They already allow pesticides. And two, they do not sell a full extract oil. The state has been promising they would start carrying even an RSO, and I have yet to even find a Rick Simpson oil, which is similar. It uses a grain alcohol instead of like an Everclear. But I have yet to see even those in the stores. And, you know, it's really sad to me that they made all these promises to patients and none of them are true. And there are no products for patients. And when people are reaching out to me and saying, do you know of safe places to go? I say, no, we are relying on the community to donate medicine to us, which is putting them at risk as well.
Which is illegal. Right?
Yes. And
it's against
the
law
Washington
in this
state. Yes. Yes. Washington state says it's wrong. But when I have people that
so first, first they make a law that makes it really, really hard for you to find your medicine. And then they make the same law says it's illegal to give somebody any of this medicine. It's like they're trying to kill your kid.
Yes. And that's the part that really frustrates me and, you know, why I decided to kind of go on this mission of positive change and decide, no, I'm not going to leave where I choose to live. Yes, I am going to accept donations of a life-saving medicine because I couldn't afford it without the community behind me. And that's what's also so unique about my daughter is 100%, even her topicals have been donated by the community, by these people that they say are bad and doing bad things, when all I've seen is compassion and love and people saying, I don't care what the government says. I'm going to help you save your child.
We're going to take a quick pause for the cause because there's flaws and laws here. Word from our sponsors and advertisers. We're just getting started, so don't go anywhere. Come right back.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
at Alternative Vibes. Our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for hundreds of centuries. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apexsupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we are back on Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. Joining me on Hemp Present is medical marijuana patient, parent, and activist, Inadina Stanger. Last October, Inadina Stanger waited in a South Weber, Utah parking lot as her husband did some shopping with her two young daughters. Inadina suffers from Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, a rare, painful, and potentially lethal genetic tissue condition. And after trying a plethora of pharmaceutical drugs, like so many others, Stanger discovered that cannabis did wonders to manage her pain and discomfort. Staying behind in the family car in order to steal a few puffs of pot because that day she was experiencing the painful symptoms of her disorder, Inadina, who uses a wheelchair, lit a joint, took a few puffs off of it, and then rolled down the window to let the smoke out. A passerby smelled the cannabis wafting out of her car and called the police. By the time the cops had arrived, Stanger's husband had returned with the kids, which created a real problem for Inadina. The 27-year-old medical patient was promptly arrested, booked, and released after being charged with third-degree felony child endangerment and misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance. The felony charge was eventually dropped, but the conditions of the probation Stanger received prohibited her from using cannabis in the presence of minors. The family immediately relocated to the state of Colorado, where Stanger can legally treat the ravages of her condition. But the move has been challenging, as all of Stanger's friends and relatives still reside in Utah. But the most important reason for the family to have moved from Utah is the fact that Stanger's two daughters, Elena, 4, and Ava, 3, have also been diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And Adina, what was the experience like of being arrested in a public parking lot? How did that all come down? How did that make you feel?
Well, it was honestly the worst moment of my life. And unfortunately, it'll probably be the first memory of my oldest daughter's life. So the story, like, we went and left the house because we were selling our house because of all this medical stuff and problems. And then it was just a last minute showing. We took everything out of the house because obviously you're not going to let people walk around in Utah with, you know, your medicine out. And so we took it, and thankfully we had it because my vertebrates had fallen out. And so I sent my husband and both of my daughters into a store, and it was I was out in the parking lot in the middle of nowhere, like the windows were down. So I wasn't around anybody. And then they came back in, and I have to use potent strands, obviously, of cannabis. And so we had gone to another parking lot. And I had been popping in my bones, so I was doing better. But my oldest daughter's my little nurse, and she's like, I'm not leaving mom alone when dad goes and runs in to get, like, milk for us. And so she stayed with me, and I had not been using. And my husband and my youngest daughter went in really fast just to get some groceries because it still wasn't time to go back to our house yet. And then that's, like, literally we were pulling up with the vehicle, the person, at the exact same time. Like, I saw him eyeing us. And, like, there was a little thing in the parking lot. And then he walked right by the van. And right away, I just got a sinking feeling. And I called my husband. And I was like, I don't feel right about this. Like, I knew I wasn't using, but I know that there was a smell. And all the windows were open. So there was no, like, secondhand or anything, but it was just a smell. And it's a, you know, very pungent odor. And so right within a few minutes, I had called my husband. I was like, hurry up. And things went too long in the store on his end. And I was just sitting there talking to my daughter, and I wasn't even thinking about anything. And all of a sudden, there was a cop car in front of us, a cop car behind us, and two officers came. And my daughter just, like, and I had had a premonition. I was just like, something's not right. Something's not right. And I saw the cars, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's happened. Like,
How'd it make you feel to be busted in public?
It was a horrible, like, obviously, all of, like, everybody in the parking lot was around. The person that had called the cops on us was sticking around to make sure we had gotten our due, you know, and like everybody was there. And I was so embarrassed. I mean, we're in a big wheelchair van. My husband had been on national TV like the season before on American Ninja Warrior.
Did they take you into the police precinct?
You know what? They would have. But my husband came out. I'm obviously Hispanic. I was sitting there. I didn't have makeup on. I didn't look, you know, I wasn't all dressed up or anything. And they were like, who's your husband? Who's your husband? And they saw some Hispanic kid coming out and they're like, is that him? Is that him? And I was like, no. And thankfully my adorable ninja white guy came out and the cops were like, oh, okay. And we'll talk to him. And they told my husband that they were going to charge me with child endangerment. And that they would charge him with child endangerment because I was hurting my kids because he was letting them like use this around me or around the kids.
Do you
like,
feel that your ethnicity is an issue in Utah?
Yeah. I know that there's always the boy who cried wolf, and I will never say that. I never said that to the judge. And afterwards, we had found out that it had played a role. Unfortunately, it had. And that's the problem. It's like, I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care how sick you are, whether you're in a wheelchair or whether you're walking. Pain is pain. Relief from suffering is relief. And the cop came up to me and he's like, you're just like a meth mom. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, this is the only way. I tried everything. My father is a lawyer. He was an FBI agent. He served his country well. I respect and honor the laws of the land. But as one of my favorite quotes is, on what basis can we morally resist tyranny? I say to you with all the fervor of my soul that God intended men to be free. Rebellion against tyranny is a righteous cause. And I believe that with every ounce of my soul, we are fighting a righteous cause because people need nature.
And Adina, you and your husband are Mormons, and the Mormon religion does not allow for inebriants, but you're using cannabis as a medicine. How do you think that cannabis should be treated by the Mormon church?
So, and I have talked, I thankfully have had the ability to talk to the best people in the church and the most high ups of the high ups. Because I have a very unique situation. And I tell you, it is not against the laws of God or any doctrine of the LDS church to use cannabis it as medicine. Of course, just like any other thing, our bodies are sacred. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I physically try as much as I can to eat and exercise and do all of that stuff. And like, that's the thing. If there is a useful medicine for it, I'm sure that Robitussin, what is that? Alcohol. I need caffeine to raise up my heart rate. If I had to drink a coffee or pass out, the church understands. God understands. It's not a church of just laws and laws and laws. Like, it is a church of God, and God is love and compassion. Like, God is nature.
You know, I don't drink alcohol or use tobacco either. You all just picked up and left Colorado like what, 3 days after being arrested in Utah? Did you leave your belongings behind? I mean, what was that like, just picking up and leaving everything behind?
It was a nightmare. Our daughter had just started preschool, and I mean, most people, it's not a big deal, but for my baby, it was. She was so excited, and we had just started preschool, and it broke her heart Like, she had packed her show and tell bag to take with her, and she never got a chance to go back to school. You know, it was within 3 days. This happened October 1st, Thursday. That weekend, it was Sunday, we drove out because me and my husband were just so scared. And the cop was like, no, this is child endangerment. It's not like a possession. I'll take that. Like, I took the plea for possession because, yeah, I get it. It's stupid law that it's makes it illegal.
Were the cops mean to you?
Yeah. At first, they were really, really rude. They didn't back off until they saw
They had no compassion. They had no compassion for
your
situation.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not about religion. It's not about race. It's not about anything. It's just about we are all human beings. We're all souls. Like, that's we all deserve something to relieve suffering. And if it is a plant that won't harm you, as opposed to some pills that you're forced to take that put you in and out of emergency rooms, I'm sorry. My girls have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and I will not send them to the emergency room cycles that I know don't work. I am living proof. That's why I took myself off of pharmaceuticals, because I wanted to prove to my daughters that they will never, ever have to be slaves to some medical society that tells them this is what you have to take or you're going to die. No, God gave us cures for everything. If we look in the earth, if we look in the minerals, if we look in the animals and the compassion of other creatures, it's all here. We just have to look.
So true. And Adonna, you say on the day you were busted that your collarbones had separated. Mm-hmm. What does that feel like? Can you describe the sensation?
Honestly, aside from all the other pain, the collarbones separating, I'm just used to. At this point, like, that was the new thing for that week. My rib cage is totally mobile now.
You were talking about popping in your bones that day?
Yeah. Yeah.
So your bones pop out of the joints?
Yeah. So with that, so because of all the soft tissue, all the damage to the collagen, the soft tissue doesn't hold anything. It's like rope that doesn't hold. So, and it's been dislocated so much. Like, my first thing that fell out was I was trying to pick up my daughter and my shoulder came out, like the whole shoulder. It just like was crazy. And within less than 2 years, every single bone in my body has become completely mobile. Like, that's why we don't understand. Like, my hip, my husband just twists in my femur like it's like a screw. Like, he's like, I just have to think of it like a car and then I can do it, you know? Like, he pops in my fingers, my neck. I mean,
when you smoke pot? What does it change?
Everything. Honestly, it relieves the muscles. So the muscles are overstrained all the time because the tendons are so torn and shredded. So the muscles are always cramping. So when I have cannabis, the right strains of cannabis, it'll stop the muscle cramping. Because my brainstem is mobile now. So like at first they thought I had MS, and we've recently discovered there's a lot of MS, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome links. And in the worst cases, like, it's all the same. Like, there's days that my brainstem has slipped and I'm a vegetable, literally a vegetable. I can't move anything. I can't even talk. My husband has to do everything for me. And then there's days that, because of just amazing miracles and because of cannabis and because of natural healing, I can play with my daughters. The first time I have twirled my daughters was this last weekend when I finally got off the pharmaceuticals and trusted in nature. For the first time, I was crawling on the floor, twirling my babies. And they were so happy. And if any other child can get that, if anybody else can deal with that pain through this, that's all we need.
And Adonna Stanger, you are an inspiration. Your struggle that you're going through is the reason that we fight this struggle every day for people just like you. It's such a pleasure talking to you. I wish you nothing but the best of luck, you and your wonderful family. I hope that you'll check in with us when you come to Seattle and think about coming to Seattle Hemp Fest. Thank you so much for being on Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. Good luck with all of your endeavors.
Thank you.
That concludes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. Email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. I'll give that email again in a few seconds. Join me next week for some more cannabis confabulation and reefer repartee with some hempy hero on a journey to justice, because when it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find yours and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, and toke it easy, and don't forget to email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. The Hemp Present theme song, Take Back the Plant, is performed by Sticker Bush and sung by a much younger version of myself. Turn up the music, maestro, because I'm out.
Marijuana!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.